Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, July 9th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kbo.fm on the web. Today's guest is Steve Horn, back with us from the Dismarg blog to talk about Wisconsin, the latest petro state, and considering the question, is Oregon headed in that direction in the light of a recent alarming poll which indicates that citizens of Cascadia are a majority in favor of oil trains, also known as bomb trains, rolling through our neighborhoods and communities. And furthermore, that they know nothing about oil trains and have not read anything about oil trains. They haven't taken a look at this. Part of the problem here is the total lack of responsibility on the part of the mainstream media, which has not covered it, so there isn't very much for people to read, not much on the air, not much on television. Although there are plenty of images out there and to convince people that these oil trains are a very bad idea. We're going to take a look at what's happened in Wisconsin in just a moment. Steve Horn's with us. We've got a few really quick headlines to run past you. The Smart Blog is publishing the first documents ever obtained from the Wisconsin government revealing routes for oil by rail trains in that state, carrying oil obtained via fracking, of course, the Bakken oil, very volatile. Moving right along, nearly 1,000 dock workers briefly walked off their jobs yesterday at massive ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, disrupting the movement of international cargo. Eventually, a mediator ordered them back to work. The action came as the union representing dock workers at 29 West Coast ports negotiates a new contract. But it was not directly related to those talks. Instead, workers left their posts at four of the port's 14 terminals in solidarity with truck drivers involved in a separate dispute. The West Coast waterfront has a long labor history and has constantly stood strong and tall against management's efforts to extract from workers a great deal more than they have a right to. Officials in central New York said four people are dead and four homes have been destroyed in building collapses amid severe thunderstorms that rolled through the region. Spokesperson for Madison County Emergency Management said the deaths were reported in the evening. No word, of course, from anyone involved, anyone there on the scene. No questions asked about the role of climate change, climate collapse, and the fact that we are gleefully now celebrating the extraction of more and more and more of these carbon emissions related fuels from the Bakken deposits and sending it by train across the country. No word on that. We had talked for people, there was some public discussion a while back about what a bad idea it was to keep pumping these things into the atmosphere. But that's fallen away because now we're so happy and excited. Because look at that, we've got all this wonderful domestic oil. And altogether now, does anyone remember Rodney King? Well, the head of the California Highway Patrol probably does. Nonetheless, he said that he was shot and the agency's reputation is hurt by a video showing an officer repeatedly punching a woman that he had pinned on the side of a Los Angeles freeway. The CHP said that the woman was walking on Interstate 10 west of downtown Los Angeles, endangering herself and people in traffic. But the now viral video shot by a passing freeway driver shows Marlene Pinnock being repeatedly punched as she's straddled by the officer. Well, we have a very, very short memory, don't we? Very short social and cultural memory. One phone call, 5 minutes, zero remains. Yep, that's just the way Israelis roll. Yesterday's events were another example of the Israeli policy in which occupants of a building about to be bombed or shelled are given a brief warning in Arabic to evacuate. You get 5 minutes. They call up. They say, we're going to destroy your home. Run for your lives. The Israelis have used such telephone calls and leaflets for years now. And of course, there's an uptick in the recent violence and the genocide being waged against Palestinian civilians. 26 Palestinians have been murdered so far in this recent these recent actions. And we've got hard questions, harder answers from deteriorating situation within Israel and Palestine came up in the State Department's press briefing. The spokesperson, Jen Psaki, has again regurgitated the official Israeli line on the escalating air assaults. More on that. But right now we have Steve Horn on the line to talk about the Wisconsin, the latest petrostate, and what warnings that might issue for Oregon. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for being with us again. We really appreciate it.
Good to be back, as always. Thanks for having me.
So, Wisconsin, what's happening there, and why should we be extremely concerned and aware of it?
Well, you know, there's a couple of big reasons to be concerned about what's happening in Wisconsin. You know, first of all, just the title of my article was that basically implying that Wisconsin, I mean, outright saying that Wisconsin has transformed from a dairy state, which it still is, but it's increasingly becoming a petro state and an important facilitator to move oil, especially oil and frac sand to market, and plus the extraction of the frac sand to market, and then moving it by rail, and then moving the oil by rail, all those things, plus pipelines, are all happening in Wisconsin at the same time. Most people wouldn't think of Wisconsin in that way who aren't really looking at things closely, but that's all happening right here in Wisconsin. Second of all is just what's been happening with these oil by rail trains. We've already talked about this as it pertains to North Dakota and the records I got. I did the same exact records request in Wisconsin, got records back showing that, you know, A, there's 39-plus rail trains carrying oil per week traveling along the Mississippi River owned by Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which is owned by Warren Buffett, who is a major campaign contributor to President Obama, will be a major campaign contributor to Hillary Clinton in 2016, one of the most wealthy men on the planet. And so his trains both dominate in North Dakota, as we already talked about on the show, and was in that article in North Dakota, but he's also dominating the rail market in Wisconsin, moving this oil by rail. And all this oil is moving along the Mississippi River in Wisconsin, which is important because if these explode, which they have exploded, you know, we're talking about the one-year anniversary, basically, of the Lac Mégantic, Quebec disaster, in which 47 people died via vaporization, and there's been multiple explosions since throughout the United States, in North Dakota, in Alabama, and in Virginia. If this happens along the Mississippi River, that means lots of oil being dumped into, you know, a super important water body that's a tributary to eventually to the Pacific or to the Gulf of Mexico. And so, plus obviously a corridor along the United States. So this is important, but also important is that it's not just limited to the Mississippi River. There's another company that's revealed the routes that I got from the Wisconsin Emergency Management through the Public Records Act. Canadian Pacific is moving a lot of oil by rail from a west to east route going from La Crosse, Wisconsin, all the way east to Milwaukee, down to Racine, down to Kenosha. Those are all counties located along Lake Michigan. I'm from that area, actually, of Wisconsin, and lots of these tracks travel very close to Lake Michigan. If that same thing happened, there goes oil being dumped into a Great Lake. So we're talking about, most people only think about oil by rail as it could hurt people, because obviously it can. It's killed 47 people so far already as of a year ago, and nothing's been done to make it any safer since then. But it's also could be a travesty to ecosystems, and that has already been seen in Lynchburg, Virginia, in the late May explosion, where lots of this oil dumped into the James River because that explosion happened right next to the river. And so lots of rail lines, McClatchy is a news organization that's covered this pretty closely. Lots of these rail lines actually travel close to waterways, including in Wisconsin, but not only limited to Wisconsin. And so oil by rail has increasingly become a water issue, as much as it's become a human story about potentially destroying homes, destroying people. Could also hurt water, and that's obviously a really important thing. So I think that's kind of one of the takeaways of this Wisconsin story. And the other takeaway, besides the water story, is just how much of a petro state Wisconsin's become. I mentioned in my story, again, all the frack sand that's being mined in Wisconsin that's used to do the fracking to get this oil in the first place in North Dakota, this Bakken shale oil. On top of that, there's a really important pipeline called the Alberta Clipper that's looking for an expansion right now. It already exists. It was approved by President Obama in 2009. And so on top of that, there's another pipeline. We're talking about oil by rail from the Bakken Shale, but there's another pipeline that feeds into Superior, Wisconsin, which is located next to another great lake, Lake Superior, called the Sandpiper Pipeline, also owned by Enbridge, and that will move that Bakken oil not by pipeline, or not by rail, but by pipeline. So we're really talking about Wisconsin's really hooked into, although people wouldn't think of it this way, the U.S. oil fracking and gas fracking boom, and also the tar sands boom up in Canada because the Alberta Clipper is a tar sands pipeline. So Wisconsin's a really key corridor, and it doesn't really get mentioned that way, but I think it's important to start thinking of Wisconsin increasingly as a huge facilitator of the fossil fuel industry, especially at the midstream level, but also just more so as a petro state than just a dairy state, although it's still huge for agriculture. And we could get into issues about how much of this energy is used for big ag and big dairy. And that's a conversation for another day. But I think it's an interesting transformation that's taken place in the past 5 years or so in Wisconsin with the rise of the tar sands boom and the fracking boom.
Well, how does this happen? It seems that people in Wisconsin, certainly Madison, there's a strong liberal bent, and it seems that this is across the country. This is this network. I read a shocking statistic, the 28,000% increase in oil transport across the country just since 2009, I believe. That's astounding. And there is no public outcry. There is no legislators are trying to do anything to curb this, and there has been no public concern expressed, or perhaps mainstream media is just not reporting on that. It just seems that this has taken place incredibly quickly. We've gone from being at least somewhat concerned about carbon emissions in the atmosphere and what this does to our water, to everything on the planet, to absolutely zero concern at all. I mean, it's important to be concerned about things exploding in our backyards, but that's where we are right now in the discussion. But people used to be talking about, not that long ago, the greater concern about long-term effects of these fossil fuels on the environment. That's completely by the wayside at this point. How did this happen so fast?
Well, in North Dakota, it's been a huge jobs boom, and so with this oil that's being carried by rail, for the most part, except for a little bit of tar sand, it's mostly coming from the Bakken Shale in North Dakota. We have they're the state with the lowest unemployment rate in the country, so we have to concede that it's provided some jobs, but it is going to come at the expense of huge climate change costs, huge ecological costs, huge environmental costs, and so. It's a trade-off that they've got in North Dakota. They've gotten jobs, but then no one really is too concerned about everything else that's happening in North Dakota in particular. And so what most people have not been doing is paying attention to North Dakota at all because it's North Dakota. And so these oil trains have been sort of a wake-up call for a while. There's a lot of oil being pumped out of North Dakota, actually over 1 million barrels a day, and they've already pumped over 1 billion barrels really since 2008 or so. So it's been a wake-up call about what's been happening in North Dakota, and I think that it's kind of interesting. This week is something called the Week of Action, as a lot of environmental groups have called it, for oil trains. So people are increasingly concerned about this, and there is rising activism against these oil trains. But it's unfortunately come a little bit late in terms of how big it's gotten so quickly. But sometimes I feel like that's less the case with everything. You could say that about NSA spying. You could say that about any issue that grows kind of out of control. Sometimes it takes this out of control monster to wake people up to the issue. So it will be interesting to see what happens with this issue throughout the rest of 2014. This is the year. I followed this issue since 2011 when no one was really paying attention to it but the business press. This is the first year that I've really seen broad swaths of the environmental movement finally talking about it.
We have to go out of time. Can you let people know about this small blog where they could go to read the article and some of the research you've done, which is truly extraordinary? And no, you, listeners, you're not going to find this anywhere else. It will eventually make its way up the media food chain, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, my article was titled America's Dairyland Turning to Petrostate, Wisconsin Oil by Rail Routes, published for first time, and that's on dsmogblog.com.
Thanks for that, Steve. My guest has been Steve Horn. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, July 9th, 2014. Kate Welch, engineer of the show. Thanks for that, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson, KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.